Vayter in Shas, we are in Kiddushin Daf Lamites, picking up on Lamed Ches Sama Beis towards the bottom of the page, 13 lines up. Last first one line is Tanana. Awesome. We're going to see a Mishnah in Arla that's going to talk about Chadash. Chadash, we know, is a new grain that grows after the carbon Omer is brought, and about Arla, which in the first 3 years is usher to eat Arla, and Kilayim or Kileakarim, that is mixtures that are planted together, which are usher. And we're going to talk about these concepts about outside the land of Israel. Tanan Hasam. Hachadosh Asr min ha-Torah b'chol makom. This is something that's Asr min ha-Torah in all places, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Arla halacha. Arla is halacha. We'll see what that means in Machlokas. Kilayim midir Yisofrim. And Kilayim is midir Rabbanan. And again, we are going to see what in the world we're talking about. It says the Gemara, my halacha, what do you say halacha? Amar v'dom Shmuel hilchasam midina. What that means is, says Rashi, hin higuhu heim aleim b'chutz la'aretz. They were manning themselves in chutz la'aretz to do such a thing. It's a minog to go and to keep the halachas of Arla. Says the Gemara, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Moshe Misinai. No, it's not minog. It's a doraitha. This is something you got. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. So now comes on Ula and asks a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's just a minog. Amar le Ula the Rabbi Yehuda bishlam didi that mean halacha Moshe Misinai. Makes sense according to me. He says it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Hainu deshani lan bein suffik orla suffik hilayim. That's why we make a distinction between if you have a suffik orla and you have a suffik hilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael, that we're going to be more machmir in the case of suffik orla because of the fact that we say that it's actually halacha Moshe Misinai. The time we looked in the Mishnah, suffik orla ba'aretz aser. If you have suffik orla in Eretz Yisrael, this is asur besuria mutter. In Syria, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be mutter. Rashi says, "B'Syria he aram tsova shekavish David v'tsanfa im Eretz Yisrael v'kasavik kibush yachid lo shmei kibush helkach sveiko mutter." That's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael and it's suffik. B'chutz la'aretz yored v'lokech b'vachel yir enu locate. Outside of Eretz Yisrael means going past Syria. You can go to the field of a non-Jew that has Orla and stuff that is non-Orla there and buy fruit from him as long as he doesn't see them gathering the fruits from the trees, the Orla trees. We're more and more machmir with Syria that we're worried you're going to confuse it with Eretz Yisrael, but outside of that, beyond the Chutzarts, we're not really worried about such a thing, so therefore you could even go to the field himself. Rashi says, in Chutzarts, the Rachik Tfei Velo Michlef, Yorid Yisrov Elokech Men Ovi Kachav Malokid Mipardes, Sheesh Monetios Yulados, Vizekenos, there's new ones and old ones, Vizol Yodesh U Nichlan Sham Velokid Lachatril, he knows he's going to go and take it. Ubavad Shalo Yerenu Yisrael Kishu Lokech Men Arla, as long as he doesn't see these dafka taking, he doesn't see it taken for Arla. V'had the tiny le'el b'suria mutter k'shenot al kvar. Aval lechatchila eino omer lo lich raid v'lokut. Here you could v'ilu gabe kilayim tanan. But when it says about kilayim, what does it say? Kerem hanatua yarak v'yarak nimkar chutzalo. If you have a kerem, a vineyard that has greens planted in it, and greens are being sold outside of it. And as Rashi says, a kubi came from those fields inside, then ba'aretz aser, in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be aser to buy those things or use them. B'Syria mutter, in Syria it's going to be mutter. B'chutz la'aretz yored v'loket v'vat shal yilkot payad. You can go and take as long as you don't take it with your own hand. So what do we see? Kum t'chois. We see that in reference to lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, then the Mishnah is going to say by Kilei Karim more makil than it comes to Arla, which works well with Ula, that who says Akile Karim is midor abundant outside of Eretz Yisrael, but Orla is midoraisa because of Locha Lemoshe Misinai. So now Elididach, but according to you, who you say that Orla applies outside of Eretz Yisrael only midor abundant, the whole thing is just midor abundant. Beep, turn the page. Lamites and Nisni Ozeh Vizeh Yored Vilokech. The Mishnah should have said. He should have said in both cases of Suffolk Orla and Suffolk Kilayim that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, he can go and he can buy. I mean, the Yid can go down to the guy, to the field, and ask him for some fruits over there, even though the guy is going to now, lechatchila, go be involved in creating a Suffolk. Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokid, or in both cases, he can go down and take. So he said, Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokech. Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokate. That means the Yid can have the guy go to the field and pick out stuff that's definitely going to be an Isser. So what he's saying is that if you want to say the Orla and Kilayim, Midirabanan, after the Eretz Yisrael, so why does the Mishnah not say the same dinim for both of them? And for the Gemara, Ha'amar Le Shmuel Rav Anan, Shmuel. Taka told Rav Anan, who's Shmuel here? Shmuel is where Rav Yehuda got his din from. Rav Yehuda is the one who says it. Orla, after the Eretz Yisrael, so Midirabanan is just like a minog. He got that from Shmuel, and he's told Rav Anan, Tanei, that Taka say it like that. Tanei, read it, that means to teach it as Ozev is a yard velokech, Ozev is a yard velokate. So Taka, that's just what the Mishnah, that is how he explains the Mishnah to be read. Now it says the Gemara, Mar Bere de Ravna Masnile Lakula. He teaches that actually the Mishnah is being makel in both cases. Zev is a yored velokate. Both of them you can go down and take from. As long as you take it with your own hand. Meaning the guy can go down and pick it out as long as the yid is not picking it out with his hands. Amar Levi Lishmuel. Remember, Shmuel is the one where Yehuda got his din from that Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael is a minhag. So you sit in New York and people keep an Orla, that's a minhag. Some of the Levi Lishmuel. Aryoch Safik Lev Ana Eichul. Aryoch was another name for Shmuel. So he's saying, Aryoch, make a case, safikly, make it a safik, van echel, and I'm going to go eat it. Rav Avya, v'rabba, v'rav chanan, misapku, safuki, la'adade. They would go ahead, they would create sfeikas for each one of them when it comes to Orla, so they can be mekel. And then we say, amir charife, to pumbedisa, ein Orla, b'chutz la'aretz, the charife, the sharp ones that are in pumbedisa, Rav says, eifa v'avimi, b'nei rechava de pumbedisa. Both of them say that there's no Is of Arla at all outside of Eretz Yisrael. Wow. You see, in New York, there ain't nothing going on over there. Shochar Rav Yehuda Lekamid Rav Yochanan. He wants to know, Rav Yehuda wants to know, this is question of an Arla that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. He asks Rav Yochanan, what's it in? Shaul Klein, he says back to him, Stom Sveika, hide the Suffolk. Okay, back it up one drop. What he responded is as follows. Stom Sveika, the Abed Vada, the Hachrez al Peruseum Sheteunin Geniza. And, V'chol Omer, Ein Orla B'chutz La'aretz, I'll explain that in a minute. Anyone who says that there's no Orla in Chutz La'aretz, Lo Yehelo Nin V'neched Mashli Chevel B'goril B'kal Hashem. Shouldn't have a child or a grandchild that is a portion in the Kahal Hashem, in the congregation of Hashem. The first part was, Stom Sveika, cover up this halacha that Safik Orla's mutter, and destroy the Abed Vada, and destroy definite Orla, and announce, and announce reference to the fruit of those people that are Makel and Orla, that it's got to be put away. Like Zuck Rashi and his Geniza, understand that he came on the attack, and was super not happy with people being Makel, with this idea of being Mako when it comes to the concept of Orla. It absolutely applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, he says. Aye, what about the ones that we said, the sharp ones of Pumbedisa, that they say Orla doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael? The Inu, Kaman Savrua, who are they holding like that they're saying that? There's a Gemara, Kiha, the Tanya, they're going in according to the following Braisa. Rabbi Elazar, by Rabbi Yossi, Elmer, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Durd, We got a lot of people who are saying there's no Orla. In fact, the Gemara, Vilo, really? He's telling Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is holding the Orla doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. She says, even Chadash is outside of Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, but also the concept of Orla, and as well as that of Kilei Karim, that we said in the Tanakh mentions that, and even that, says Gemara, Tini Chadash. Don't read it as even Chadash, just say Chadash itself. And then we say that Orla is not included in that, and it does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now we have another discussion of Yochanan in reference to Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Biasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Orla b'chutz la'aretz, halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha that Orla applies in chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, in fact, the Gemara, Amar le Rav Zera le Rav Asi, Ay, v'otanya, Suffolk Orla, b'eretz Yisrael, Besuria mutter. Besuria is going to be mutter, but if Orla is outside of Eretz Yisrael, Alokim and Sinai, how could it be make on the kids of a suffix? Straight up. This is a problem. There's a Gemara. Ishtomik Yishachada. He was quiet, like he got shocked. He's like, oh, good question. Amarle Ameima, E Amarle. He then says to Rav Zeira, Kach Nemar, Sveika mutter vada aser. We should say that in the halacha Moshim Sinai, it's a suffix, or that's Eretz Yisrael's mutter. But if it's vada, then it's going to be aser. There you go. Another halacha. Amar Avasi, Amar Yochan, Lokin Alikilaim, Dvar Torah. The fact that it gets Malkus for being over the Isser of the of Kilaim outside of Eretz Yisrael, that is the Oraita. And meaning Kilaim applies Midraisa outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amarle, Rabbi Elazar. So he's saying the Kilaim applies Midraisa outside of Eretz Yisrael. He says, he says, just midor abanan. What are you saying? Where lo kasha? Kan be the kerem, kan be our kova se'ilan. The mission is done with kilei kerem, and that is outside of Eretz Yisrael midor abanan. Kan be kova se'ilan. But the case of Yochanan is talking about when you're marker, when you do grafting different species of a tree, and that is midor raisa, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Kidei Shmuel. And that goes in the world of Shmuel. Shmuel. Shmuel comes along and he says, "Has chukosai tishmaru, that you have to go ahead and follow." This is by Kilai. My statutes you shall observe, which is saying, "Chukim shechakakti l'cha kvar." The ones that have already set upon you to go and to follow. Then it goes on to explain, Behemtecha, lo sarbiya kilayim, satcha lo tizra. You can't mate your animals with another type, and you also can't sow your field. And we put these things to tell you, ma behemtecha barba, afsada barkava. Just like the iser of your animals, putting one with another type of animal, so too the iser of your field, grafting one to the other. Ma behemtecha noig bin ba'arz bin mechutzlar, just like you're not allowed to do kilayim of animals and mixed breed different animals. That's all, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Av sadcha noed bein ba'aretz from chutzaretz. So to the sadcha shtickle is in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzaretz. In fact, the Gemara of Elah HaKsiv sadcha. Aye, but it says over here, your field, which implies the land which is for you, meaning Eretz Yisrael. So kilayim, it should be only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara, hu lamutei zroim shebechutzaretz. No, your, when it says sadcha, your field, it's coming to exclude the laws of kilayim of seeds from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Of seeds, but not of grafting the plant, the trees themselves. Rav Chanan, story time. We're talking about kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chanan, v'rav anan havushakli v'azib erecha. They were walking along the road. And chazula hu gavra, the kazara zroim ba'de dadi. They saw this person was planting different types of seeds together. Amalei, nisi mar neshamte. Let's go put them in cheirim. Amalei lo chavrisu. He says, no, you must not be machvarta, clear. Rashi says, ain't alachos kilayim, machvarim lacha. It's not clear with you because he's not doing anything. There's no problem over here because it's just the seeds and not the actual plants and not grafting trees. Visu, and furthermore, chazula ugar. We said there was a guy, the kozar chiti, sarabe gufne, who was sowing wheat and barley with grapevines. Amalei nesi malam she, let's go put him in chedim. He says, they're abundant of doing this outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, lotza, risa. He says, they're not like a tzohar, it's like a light. You know, not enlightened. Rashi says, ein alechos kilayim, tzoros from Yerushalchem. It's, again, it's not light to you. Because even though that you're right in reference to the fact that kilaya kerem is midrabana outside, lo kaimelon karbiosha, we don't hold like Rabbi Yoshia. Da'amer achi yisof chito sa'ara v'chartzan v'mapolis yad. Pardon. Don't we hold like Rabbi Yoshia? Da'amer achi yisof chito sa'ara v'chartzan v'mapolis yad. That they have to go and throw the wheat, the barley, and the grape seed in one throw with their hand at exactly the same time. And that's not what was going on over here. Therefore, they're not going to be put in that place. It says another story of Yosef ma'ariv bizroni v'zara. Rav Yosef, he mixed seeds, two different types, and he planted them in a field. But Rashi points out it was not Veloba Kerem, it wasn't in a vineyard. Amarle Abai Vanun Tanan, Kilayim Adivri Sofim. Aye, we say Midarbanan, this is aser to do such a thing over here. So what's going on over here? How is it you could do that? Amarle Lokashe, Kanbi Kilay Kerem, Kanbi Kilay Zroim. I'm just doing Kilay Zroim, which is not aser
outside of Eretz Yisrael. Kilei Kerem, in the vineyard, that's a problem. Kilei Kerem, de ba'aretz asurim ba'hana, b'chutz aretz nami gozer b'hu rabbanan. Kilei Kerem, which in Eretz Yisrael, are also even with hana, midoraisa, therefore in chutz aretz, we're gozer b'ha midorabbanan. B'kilei Zerayim, de ba'aretz, lo asir ba'hana. But if Zerayim, the Eretz Yisrael, we're not asuring them ba'hana, then b'chutz aretz nami lo gozer b'hu rabbanan, they weren't gozer at all. But then he retracted. Hadar Amar Yosef Lav Milsi Dami. It's not true what I said. The Rav Zara Ginza to be Rav Mishare. Rav planted the a garden that took care of the the whole Beis Medrash into different patches. In other words, every species had its own patch. My time Lav Mishame Ruve Ruve Kalaim. Why not? Why do you do that? Is it because it must be because to make sure you're not doing any kilayim over here? And we know that he lived in Bavel, and the fact that he was doing it must be that Rav holds that the isser of putting the seeds together, even outside the show, is a problem. Amar Le Abaye says no. Bishlam Ashmainon. Then it would make sense if we would understand that beep turned the page. Lam Tesla base. Arba ruchos haruga v'achas be'emsa shapir elahachem mishum noi v'yinami mishum tircha d'shamahi. What you're saying would be understood, and we would accept that if it would be that Rav planted four different types of seeds on four sides of the patch and one in the middle, then you bring a good raya over here that there's a problem. Elahachem mishum noi, but the reason why Rav did it over here is just for beauty over here. He set up each one because it's more nice to look at. V'inami b'shem tircha d'shamah yor is because he didn't, he had rachmanis on the shamish who would be sent out to the field to go get certain things. If it was all big mishkababble, then he wouldn't know where to get it from and it would be hard for him. So if I made it easy, but there's not a raya over here to say that Rav really held that there's an issue. Says Rashi, right, okay, the Shamash is the Shamash. Okay, my friends, period, we're up to the next Heilige Mishnah. Zokt, the Heilige Mishnah. Kol us a mitzvah achas, anyone who does a mitzvah, then what's going to happen? Rashi's Mepharshei Gemara, they're going to explain what this means. Whoever does a mitzvah, mitivin lo, it's going to be good for him. He's going to get rewarded. Umer harichim lo yamav, and it's also going to elongate his life. V'nochel sa'ola sa'aretz, and he's also going to inherit the land. Rashi says it means chayei ha'olam haba. So it sounds like the first part, meaning that's going to be Tivan Lo, is going to be a high alma in this world. He's going to have long days, and he's going to eat Olam Haba. Chol she'eino osa mitzvah, and who doesn't do a mitzvah, ein mativan lo, it's not going to be good for him. He's going to get rewarded. Ve'ein marachim liyolam, he's not going to extend his days. Ve'eino nochel es ha'aretz, and he's not going to inherit the land, meaning he's not going to get, as we just said, meaning Olam Haba for that. Now, understand that. The Mishnah seems to be saying that every mitzvah you get rewarded in this world and the next world. But we know from the Mishnah we say every single day in the morning that it seems to be there's only particular mitzvahs for that. Uraminu. Ah, Uramini, but we know the Mishnah in Peah 1:1. Elu dvarim shel d'mincha parasam b'olam hazeh. V'karen kelim b'olam haba. These are the mitzvahs that are this world and the you get in the next world. Elu eim, kibud v'eim. Honoring your parents. Gemilas chasadim, kindness. V'achnasas orchim, and bringing in guests. Avos shalom edom lechaver, and bringing peace between people, v'talmud Torah keneged kulam, and shtagging away, that is the top thing. So what do we see? It's only these five ones that we just saw over here. But our Mishnah seems to be saying it's going to be any mitzvah, it's going to be both worlds. Amar Yehuda, nahach kamer. This is what the Mishnah says. This is really what it means. Kola osa mitzvah achas, anyone who does one mitzvah, yisera azchuyos, which means above his zchuyos, so that now he has more mitzvahs than he has averos. Then mitivin lo, it's going to be good for him in this world and the next. V'doma kemish mekayim kol tzarkulos, compared to someone who kept the entire Torah. Ah, amazing. Michlal dahanach, that implies in reference to those five that we just said, and the other one, afilu b'chadanami, even just one of these mitzvos will get schar in olam hazeh and olam haba. But that doesn't really make so much sense, because we want to say a person does one mitzvah and really most of the things he's doing is averus and he's getting on my bow. What does that mean? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmaya Lomar, that what he means to say is she'im ha'isa shkula, that if your mitzvahs were 50-50, mitzvahs and averus, then mechras, that then doing it's gonna tip the scales into schus and it's gonna get in both worlds. But if it wasn't one of those five, that he's not going to get both unless you have more mitzvahs than avera. So if you have 50-50 and one of them is the, one of the 50 sides is one of these five things, then it tips the scales. Frankly, Gemara v'cholos the mitzvah achas yisrael chuyos meitiv lo. Is it really true that anyone who does one more mitzvah is one more schus than you know 51% good and 49% bad? Then it's going to be good for him. Or menu, aye. But what about the following brisa, which says kol shischuyos sabrumim v'nosav? Anyone who does 51% good and 49 bad, marine lo. It's going to be bad for him in this world. He's going to through pain. Rashi says b'olam hazeh. Why Lenakosa to cleanse him of himself from his sins? Yito schar shalom and take his full schar in the next world. V'doma kemi shesarv kol haTorah kulin is compared to the person who burnt the whole Torah. V'lushir mimenu afilo osachas, he didn't even over one letter. V'chol shav onosav mimin schur yosav. Anyone has 51% bad and 49% good, the mitivin lo. Oh, it's going to be good for him. She says the shalom lo schar mitzvos of v'chayev kedei letardo. He's going to go out and get his schar in this world so he loses in the next. V'dom g'mi shikim kol haTorah kulin. It's like someone who kept the whole Torah v'luchis achas mimenu and didn't even leave over one letter of the Torah. Says the Gemara. Right, so what are we going to do with this brisa? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, we'll see two different answers. Masnisen, our Mishnah says anyone who does one mitzvah, that he has 51% good and 49% bad, what it means is, Da'avdin and Le Yom Tav. In this world, he's going to have a good day. There's going to be a good day for him. Ve Yom Bish, and he's going to have a bad day. Meaning the good day, he's going to get punished over here in this world, so he's going to have full reward in the next world. Ve Yom Bish, and the flip of that is when someone has more sins than he does, 51% bad, and 41% good, then what happens is he's going to have a bad day. He's going to be set up, meaning he's going to get reward for his good stuff in this world, so that he's going to end up suffering and losing out in the next world. Rav Amar, another answer. Hamani, no, who's that price going with? Rav Yaakov, he goes with Rav Yaakov. The Amar who says, Schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. Reward for doing mitzvahs in this world doesn't exist. The Tanya we learned in a mish in a brisa. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, in lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shekzu b'Torah, shamatan schar b'tzida. All the mitzvahs that are written in the Torah together with the reward, we don't have that, right? Ein lecha, we don't have anything. She'ein tchias ha-mesim t'luya ba. That doesn't come along with the concept of tchias ha-mesim. She'ein tchias ha-mesim t'luya ba. Rashi says, "Be'oso matan schar lo'diyachas she'ein matan schar el olam haba," meaning whatever that you're going to get is going to be in the concept of tchias hameisim. That's when it's going to be, not over here. So therefore, this machlokas, the stira between the mishnah and the brisa, there's no problem anymore because the brisa is going according to Rabbi Yaakov, and the mishnah is going for not going according to somebody else. And what's the raya? Be'kivar ve'aim k'sivar se be'kivarim l'man yarichun yamecha u'l'man yitav lach. That your days will be lengthened and that it will be good for you. B'shulach HaKeng says, what does it say? L'man yitav lach v'arach t'yamim. And these mitzvahs, we see it written, you're going to have a long life. Haresha Amar Lo'av, his father says, Alei l'bir v'avid l'gozo. He says, go up to the bir over there, this tower, and get me some birds. You know, get me some of the birds. V'alei l'bir, he goes up there, v'shulach HaZem, and does shulach HaKeng. Venatas the bottom, he goes and takes the kids. Chazirasa, nafal ameis. On the way back, he fell down and he died. Now, what do you do here? Kibravim and shiloh hakein. Heichan tovet shalom shalzeh. Tell me, where's this life you speak of? He has such a good long life. Heichan avicha shalom shalzeh. This good long life. Elo l'man yitav lach. It's going to be good. La'olam shekula tov. We're talking about the world that's totally good. Meaning olam haba. L'man yarichan yomechus, you're going to have a long life. L'olam shekula aruch, the one that's very long, that's talking about olam haba. Period. So that's what Rav Yaakov says. Now, frankly, Gemara. V'dom alav al-chayava. Maybe this story never happened. And taka, the person will have a long life, a good long life. What are you going to do with that? Rav Yaakov, ma'isa chazar. Rav Yaakov says back, I'm not talking about theoretical. It's an actual story that I saw. I saw a father tell his son to go to Shiluch HaKein, and he went, put off the ladder, and he died. Maybe he was thinking about Averis at the time. Okay, we're going to see it in the Gemara now. So maybe he's having a bad machshava, and that's the reason why he got punished over here. You'd have the long lengths of life if you did it for the right reasons. And for the Gemara, machshava ra, in a kosh baruch hu, mitzarif l'maisa. Hashem is not mitzarif, does not attach a bad thought to the action. Therefore, he wouldn't have been punished just for that thought over here. Says the Gemara, V'dilma mahar ba'avodas kochavim ava. Oh, maybe he was thinking about avodas zara. And that, we are mitzayar b'machshav v'lamay, so k'sev v'laman tifos as beis yisrael b'liba, like it says, to take hold of the of b'nei Yisrael in their heart. Right, so we see when it comes to avodas zara, Rashi says, shetafsu b'libam yirurei avodas kochavim deba mishtayikra. That's what's going on. So we see that's going to be held responsible for. Says the Gemara, Yuvanami Yochakamar. If Yaakov was also saying this, Isak Adaitach Schar Mitzvah by Alma, if you want to think that the reward for mitzvos is in this world, Amailo Ogin Mitzvah Saleh, why didn't doing the mitzvahs protect him? He's not able to even come to do Averus, and they won't come to the Hirim in the first place. So the fact that he's able to think of Averus is a raya that the reward for the mitzvahs is not over here in this world. Says the Gemara, but hold on 1 second. Vaha Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Shluche mitzvah in nizakin. Someone who's sent to do a mitzvah is not nizak. So how's it possible if Yaakov saw someone who was doing shluche mitzvah and then he fell and he died? It was the Gemara, Hasam Ali Chasan Shaini. There, that's talking when someone's on the way to go do the mitzvah, but on the way back, that's different. To this, he finished, he was on his way back, the mitzvah was done. It says, Gemara, V'ahamar Rav Yelazar, Shulchem Mitzvah in the Zakin, Lo Ba'li Chasam, V'lo Ba'chazi Rasin. You don't get damaged in either way. It says, Gemara, no, Sula Meruahaba. This ladder was a really bad ladder, the Kaviyei Hazeka, which is something which would make sense that there'd be some sort of damage that's going to happen. V'chol Hecha, the Kaviyei Hazeka, and when you have something that could happen, Lo Sechmin Anisa, we're not something on a nace. D'chsev, Vayomer Shmuel says, Eich Eilech V'shama Shol V'araguni. And he's, Shmuel said, how can I go? Shol's going to hear and kill me. Now, this is Hashem telling him to go do such a thing. And even though Shmuel was sent to do a mitzvah, he didn't want to go because of the sakana that's going on over there. So Rav Yaakov's piyat stands. We know that Rav Yaakov explained, L'man yitav lach, it's going to be good for you, means that Olam Abba. And on that, Amar Rav Yosef, Il mali darshe acher lahaikra. If Acher would have understood that pasuk, K'Rabbi Yaakov Barbarte, like Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter, understood, Lochata, he wouldn't have sinned, he wouldn't have done a sin. Now Acher, we know, is a story that we learned in Erech Chagiga, way back. That's Elisha ben Avuya, who is the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, and unfortunately he went off to Derech, as we're going to see what exactly happened. But if he would have understood this the way that his son understood, his grandson understood, then he wouldn't have done an Avera, he wouldn't have gone off to Derech. V'acher mayhu, what happened? Igadamer, some say, he hi gavna chaza. He saw like Rav Yaakov spells that over there, and he was like, there's no schar for doing mitzvos. And he went against the Torah because he saw the guy going, but keep it of aim to go do a shiluch hakein and him kozeh. He ended up dying. We could almost some say lishta the chutzpis hameturgim in chaza. Acher saw the tongue of chutzpis, who was the meturgiman, and this is unfortunately a terrible, terrible story of the asar aruge malchus that were murdered. These yidden, heilige yidden that were murdered, and one of them that was murdered was chutzpis, who was a meturgiman for Rabban Gamliel, and he saw that his tongue was taken out, was ripped out by the Romans to have a garil le davar acher, and was being dragged through the streets with a davar acher. Rashi says means davar acher is a chazir. We just don't like to say that word. It's a chazir. Amar, and he said, Pesh efik margolios elachich ofer. This mouth that brought such pearls, it should lick the dirt. And nafak chata, he went out and he sinned. Nebuch. But if you understood him at Olam Abba, it would have been totally different. Now, frek the Gemara. Rami brav tuvi barav kisma. Kisna l'Rava. Rav Tuvi brought a bit of a problem, a contradiction to Rava. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Osam Mitzachos Meitiv Elonu, does anyone mitzvah, he's going to have good stuff happening to him. Asa in, that means if he did the mitzvah, he's going to get reward. Lo Asa Lo, but if he didn't do the mitzvah, he's not going to get reward. Urimini, but we have a contradiction because it says in Avraisa, Yashav Lo Avar Avera, one who sits and doesn't do an Avera, Nosan Lo Schar Kos Mitzvah, he gets schar like he did a mitzvah. So you see over here, he's not. We just said the mashmos of the other one is that if he didn't do it, then not. But over here, we also see the opposite. If someone doesn't do, then he gets schar as if he did a mitzvah. So he says back to him, Hasam Kigon Shabbat Dvar Avera Liado. That place is talking about where there was a Dvar Avera that came to him. In other words, there's an Avera to do right now, and he stopped himself. Rashi says, Ahu Yashav, Velova Avera to Kamar Notal Alaskar Avera Shabaliado. The Kafa Yitro, he fought his Yitzhar, Velovar. Ain Mitzvah Yisair Mazu. Ah, that's so great. That's unbelievable. Says the Gemara, Hasam Kigon Shabbat Dvar Avera Dvar Avera Liado, Vinitsa Amenu. But he overcame and he was saved from it. He stopped himself from doing an avera. That's one of the greatest of the great. Kihad the Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, like the story of Chanina bar Papi. Tavase ahi machanisa. There was this machanisa, this woman, chosh of a woman, who was looking, you know, to get involved with him. Amar Milsa, and he tried to stop her from this, and he says to her, he said something to her. Rashi says she wanted to be involved with Znus, and he says something over here. In order to, you know, keep her away. Umali nafshi shichtang v'kiva, and he became covered with all these boils and all these scabs through what he said. Avda hi milsavitsi, she did something, some sort of kishuf, and he became better. Arak tosha bahu bebani, he ran away and he hid in a bathhouse. Rashi says, Nitman, he hid himself over there. Now, the bathhouse was out of the town, so they would have the shadim that were hanging out over there, and it was so dangerous that even if two people would come, and even during the daytime, they would get harmed. And we learned in Brachos that that's not usually the case, but here that's what happened. Lamacha Amar Li Rabbanan, Rabbanan said to him, Mai Natra, says, who protected you while you were there? Amalahu, he said back to them, Shnei, beep, turn the page. No se Kesar. There were two guards of like the Kesar, Shmaruni Kolai, the guard me the whole night. Amalahu, they said, Shema Devar Erva Baliadcha. Maybe you had a Devar Erva. Nitzalte Emanu. Maybe there was a situation where someone wanted you and you and I, you were saved from such a situation. The Tanina could go to the Baisa. Kolabod Devar Ervasa Erva Liado. Venitza Lemenu Osan Lones. Anyone a Dover ever comes to his hand and he's saved from it, then there's gonna be miracles that are gonna be done for him. Okay, we're in the middle of a brisa, but it's gonna continue with a few stories. We're gonna stop over here, my friends. I wanna wish all you all a great, great day.